She had reached a standstill. The treadmill creaked. Her face was white and peaked, replete with sense of ill. Life had bled her will to see her discord spill, bereft of thrill. For perched upon her windowsill, the lovebirds were deferred of trill. She felt alone, of fate unknown, of faith outgrown, of vacant glow. No hope afloat, or dreams obscene. Tomorrow set, no scene. Her labyrinthine mind confided pious tales of air declining scale. For each detail her skin then paled, rescinded sails midst fitful gale, to further sink beneath the veil with flustered brow and rusted mail. Lacklustre were the dreams once billowing akin to peacock's tail. Life would surely change if only angels could prevail, through flesh and blood undone when desperately weak and frail. Life had such meaning when she was a girl, back when her hair dressed a natural curl, purer than pearl, standard bearer for mirth, first to declare unperturbed sense of worth, excited by birthright to see what was planned. The kingdom before her was scenic and grand, encyclopedic of both voice and hand, no weakness untreated, no blood in the sand. Too young to understand the hardship she would need withstand. Blessed be this noble of open sprawl land. Hunched beneath the willow, wept with head in trembled hands, she dreamt of being eight again, returned to secret place again, between twin trees, succeeded breeze that whipped a frenzied twist of leaves, lulled to calm the distant seas, disarmed against contingency, engineered a single leap, then fearlessly fell deep asleep, the kind that's neither here nor there inclined, yet every fibre in between, awoke bespoke of industry and keen. The treadmill still creaked, howbeit her face was nowise quite so white or so peaked. Even with the heavy bleed, she felt scarce need to whimper. Bleak midwinter chided not the child that died within her. Nights would grow bitter and tears would flow freely, yet never one time would her newborn skin blister. For so many years it appeared not to fit her, until she stepped in more sincerely. Nary had she felt such thrill, for perched upon her windowsill were pair of virgin lovebirds, undeterred of fervid trill. She felt seen, of destiny tween, of faithful reprieve, to a vacant glow chambered by dangerous thieves. Hope afloat, every sweet dream obscene. Tomorrow came, she then bedecked her scene.